Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is June the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 128 to 136. Balancing our work life and our family life. We read in Psalms 128 verses 2 and 3 like this. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Psalms 128 parallels Psalms 112 and reminds us of the blessing that God sends when we fear the Lord and walk in obedience to His word. It is also categorized as a wisdom psalm that is dedicated to work, marriage, and family. The primary message of this psalm is that we will never be truly blessed unless we serve God in godly fear and holiness. The psalm begins with a pronouncement of blessing on a man who fears the Lord and concludes with a prayer for blessing for his long life. However, the benedictions here are all based on the integral element of worship, the fear of the Lord. When a man truly fears the Lord, he will also work hard for a living and thereafter eat his food in contentment. A godly man who fears God and works with his hands finds his greatest fruitfulness in his wife and children. His wife is always within his house, keeping the home and being the center of God's love there. His children spring up around his table, just as the lifeless root of an olive tree can give rise to new plants. God blesses this man in his home, beginning at the heart of his home, that is his wife, and touching everybody else around the table. Thus his home becomes a fruitful garden that even nourishes many people from outside. A good lesson that we can learn from this psalm is that we should center our work in the Lord in order to find fulfillment and reward. Similarly, our family life can be both satisfying and secure when we build our homes on a godly foundation. Let us balance our work life and family life by keeping God's kingdom and His righteousness at the center of both and giving it our first priority.